Well, the easy answer is yes, but you know, how important is running the ball when you have a rookie quarterback to just help him and let him settle in?
It's always, you know, the focal point of any game plan. You'd like to establish the run and control the line of scrimmage early, and this game will be no difference. And we have to be very efficient with what we're doing. It doesn't necessarily mean we have to run it a whole lot, but we have to be efficient when we do.
You guys were talking this summer about the renewed commitment to the running game. How nice would it be to set the tone in the first game, though, to kind of establish that identity that you want?
Absolutely. You know, you'd like to establish the run early by being physical, and that's how you gain control of the line of scrimmage from the start. So that will be a big test for us starting in this game on Sunday afternoon, is establishing our dominance at the line of scrimmage and how we go about doing our work for the entire day.
Does it make your job any easier that you go in, you have a pretty good idea of what you have in Crowell and Duke Johnson, that there's not a lot of mystery there. You know what you're going to get from both of those players.
Yeah, you'd like to think that going into a game when you've got two established veteran playmakers that the opposing team has to say, we have to stop A, B, and C in terms of your run game. For us, we're fortunate enough that we have two of them that not only are very good runners, they're very capable pass receivers as well.
See Danny Vitale back at full participation yesterday, and how important is he to what you guys want to do?
It's very nice to have him back out there, because anytime you have a lower body injury, you're always concerned about the tenderness of it, if he'll be able to push off of it, and if he can tweak that thing very early in practice. But he hasn't had any setbacks, and he's full go, and we're all excited for him and for our football team to see how well he performs on Sunday.
Kirby, if you guys decide to use Duke split wide as a receiver sometimes, how does that change what you guys do on third down? Do you need to use Crowell more? Will Dave's have to kind of pick up that role?
Well, you know, we look at it as the next player that's in, whether he's doing something as a wide receiver or whether he's in there as the back. They all have to prepare like they're going to play every single snap. And I think that's the mindset that all three of them have going into this game, that they're ready to play however many snaps it takes to be successful. So we don't look at it as, okay, you know, Duke, you're going to play this many snaps at running back, third down, first down. We just prepare like you're going to play every snap.
Last year, that contributed to Hugh getting going away from the run was obviously the scoreboard. So, you know, how do you stay committed to the run regardless of, you know, the scoreboard? How do you avoid that same scenario playing out?
Converting third downs and maintaining possession of the football, that will help our run game, not only in the opportunity and the attempts and the amount that we do, but it also will establish that thing that we've been talking about, and that is controlling the line of scrimmage, becoming a dominant run team that leans on the running game for success. So third down is going to be big for us.
I know the Steelers have a new face in the secondary, but their front seven, does it change much from last year? Haven't seen them two times with, you know, like last year with you. You guys kind of know what to expect from them.
Yeah, we knew what to expect. A lot of violence, a lot of mayhem. They're a good front, and that's not going to change. They're tough. They're going to be a handful to deal with, but I think we're up for the task, and we've had a great week of practice, and everyone's looking forward to facing them Sunday.
How do you kind of just feel about Crowell? You know, I know we've talked about the opportunities that you guys hope he gets this year, but after his training camp, this preseason, heading into week one, how are you viewing him?
The same. You know, he has to produce in all areas. We think he's a three-phase player. We want him to improve in everything that he does. Leading up to this opener, he's done that through training camp and the limited amount of time we've played him in preseason. We like where he's at. We want him to perform better and at an extremely high level starting on Sunday, and we think he will.
Single game last year where he got 20 touches. I think his season high was like 19 against the Steelers in that finale. You know, do you go into this season thinking to yourself, we have to get this guy 20 touches in a ball game?
No, I think you approach it as, you know, no matter how many attempts that we give him, he has to be efficient, because when he is, that obviously will lead to more. So we always stress the efficiency of the run as opposed to how many touches he gets. And I think he understands that he's got to be efficient, meaning he's got to read the right play. He's got to make good decisions, and he's got to put the ball in the right place every time.